This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. Thanks, everybody, for coming. This week, we had a little bit of a different schedule. Parshas Mishpatim. So Parshas Mishpatim is a parsha full of mitzvahs, specifically monetary law, torts. And this is the parsha in the immediate aftermath of the giving of the Torah and the Aseres Hadibros. So obviously, these are fundamental ideas. But on the other hand, some of these halachos would seem to be only situations that occur upon rare occasion. But nevertheless, if we dig a little bit deeper, we will discover that the principles of Mishpatim are quite fundamental to our everyday life. So let's begin in the beginning of Masechta Bava Kamma, because Masechta Bava Kamma is the Talmud Bavli and the Tarsha Baal Peh on the laws of damages. And of course, we know Masechta Bava Kamma begins Arba Avos Nazikin. There are four categories of damage: Hashar, the ox, the Habar and the pit, the Hamaveh. Now, Maveh is a bit of a mystery. The Gemara in Gimel Amud Beis and Bava Kamma brings the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says Maveh is Adam, Shenemar, Im Tibayon, Bayu. Rav says Maveh is Adam Hamazik, Vehever is fire. Shmuel says Maveh is Shein. These are the four main categories of damage. Now, I printed for you on the sheet not only the words, but even the design around the word Arba, because I figured that would engender great simcha when you saw the traditional design around the word Arba. And what we're going to focus on today, and what's been catching my attention of late, is the methodology of the Mishnah. We started recently the Mishnah Yoimis. We have a group. We learned two Mishnahs a day. If anybody wants to join our group, you could sign up on our site, rabbidg.com. You could sign up to our WhatsApp group. You have you get two Mishnahs a day. Sometimes we discuss the connection between the various Masechtos and why there are a certain number of prakim in each Masechta. And one thing I would like to focus on today is the missing word in the beginning of Masechta Bava Kamma, Arba Avos Nazikin. Say, which word is missing? Let us examine a similar Mishnahs in other Masechtos. In Masechta Krisos, it says Arba Mechusare Kapara. There are four kinds of people that are lacking atonement. Okay? Actually, there's a missing word over there. What missing word is over there? Let's go to a similar Mishnah in Masechta Shavuos. Arba Shoimrin Hein, there are four watchmen. Shoimer Chinam, a guard that guards for free. Vahashoyal, a borrower. Noisei Sachar, a paid watchman. Vahasoicher, and a renter. Here, it doesn't just say Arba Shoimrin, Shoimer Chinam, Shal Noisei Sachar. Arba Shoimrin Hein, it says the word Hein. Or in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Arba Rosh Hashanim Hein. And yet in Bava Kamma, Arba Avos Nazikin, it doesn't say Hein. Or in Krisos, it says Arba Mechusari Kapara, it doesn't say Hein. Why in Bava Kamma and Krisos does it not say Hein regarding damages and Mechusari Kapara? And in Shavuos and in Rosh Hashanah, it says the word Hein. Who asked this question? None other than the Halakha Tosfos. Tosfos wants to know why in Bava Kamma and in Krisos does it not say Hein? Is Duchta Deloi Tani Hein, says Tosfos. There are some places it doesn't say Hein. Kamai Hacha, like over here. Uve Gemara Gabe Shalish Esrei Avis Nazikin, and like the Gemara in 13 categories of damages. Uva arba mechusari kapara, and the four people who are missing atonement. But says Tosfos, v'is duchta diktani hein, in some places it does say hein. Ke diktani arba shoimrin hein. It says there are four guards, like in Shavuos, or v'arba rosh hashanim hein. Now, it's very important to know how to read a Tosfos, because Tosfos is not a regular mefarish. Tosfos will not make a comment unless he's bothered by a question. Rashi also will not make a comment unless he's bothered by something. But certainly Tosis will only comment if there's a obvious question. What is bothering Tosis? So what's bothering Tosis is clear. Why in Bava Kamma and in Krisus does it not say Hain? And in Shavuos and in Rosh Hashanah it does say Hain. In other words, why sometimes it says Hain and sometimes it doesn't say Hain? Okay, well, if that's what Tosis' question is, what's Tosis' answer? Apparently, Tosis is answering, sometimes yeah, sometimes no. In other words, there's no rhyme or reason. There's no compelling logic why the Tana sometimes says Hain, sometimes the Tana doesn't. It depends on the mood of the Tana. If the Tana is in a Hainless mood, he will not say Hain. If he's in a Hainful mood, he will say Hain. In other words, Tosis is saying, don't make lo mishane. It's not really of note. Sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. The question is, why? Is there a specific reason for it? And Tosis' answer is, no, not really. You don't get caught up. It's not really of note. That is the approach of Tosis in Bava Kamma. However, Tosis in Masechta Rosh Hashanah takes a different approach. Tosis in Rosh Hashanah says, Arba Rosh Hashanahim, says Tosis b'chol duchti tani hein. In all places, it says hein. Kida ashkechan hacha, like we find over here, of a parak basa de Shavuos, or in the last parak of Shavuos, Arba shoimrim hein. And in Chulin, gimel pegimais hein. In Chulin, we find it's three different kinds of notches in the knife. We have a parak ein ma'amidin, gimel yenois hein. We have a parak kalat slomim, gimel batim hein, gimel avonim hein, gimel ilanis hein. Tosis in Rosh Hashanah says, when does the Tana say hein? The Tana always says hein. In the beginning of Bava Kamma, it doesn't say hein. Ava b'reish Bava Kamma, tanan arba avos nazikin v'loy tani hein. You know why? Because the truth is, the Tana doesn't really need to say what the four damages are. Shar bar mave hever. There's no chiddush in what the four damages are. Everybody knows what the four damages are. So there, the only reason why the Tana listed the four damages is to get to the later part of the Mishnah. Loi harezeh kahareizeh. Loi harezeh kahareizeh. So therefore, since the four damages per se are not really novel, there's nothing innovative about that. Therefore, the Tana does not say Hain. Says Tosis, Avareish Baba Kama, Tanan Arba Avos Nazikin, V'loi Tani Hain. Why? Mishum Dekoy Abasrei. It's going on what it says afterward. Kolaymar, Arba Avos Nazikin Halalo. These four categories of damages. Loi Re'izeh Kur'izeh. V'teida, the proof is, The proof is that in the Gemara, by the minyan of Rab Chia and Rab Oishia, it does say Hain. The proof that the Tana always says Hain, because later on the Gemara brings Rab Chia's count of the Nazikin and Rab Oishia's count of the Nazikin, there it does say Hain. And the answer is it always says Hain when the items listed are of significance, but the items of the Dalet Nazikin are not of significance, therefore it does not say Hain. So there are two approaches of Tosfos and Shas. Tosfos Bava Kamma Daf Beis, Tosfos Rosh Hashanah Daf Beis. Tosfos and Bava Kamma says there's no rhyme or reason. Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah says we always say Hain, except for in Bava Kamma, when we don't really need to tell me the Nazikin. Comes one of the great old-time Mekubalim, the Ramami Pano, Rav Menachem Azaria of Fano. Actually, the name was in the news recently in Italy. The Ramami Pano's gravesite is in Mantua, by an army base. I had the zchus to be there. There's no kever, but there's a sign. There's a sign for the Ramami Pano, and there's a sign for the Rav Moshe Zakuto. And for a while, there was some controversy whether they would build something there, or apparently the Italian government is allowing that piece of land to remain in Jewish hands, and if I read correctly, they're going to be making some kind of Jewish museum over there. Anyway, the Rambam Mipan is one of the great all-time Mekubalim. And he lived in Mantua. And he was a publisher. To the extent that when the Beis Yosef wrote the commentary Beis Yosef on the Torah, living in Tzfas, he sent his commentary to Italy, and he commissioned the Rambam Mipan to be the publisher of the Beis Yosef Al HaTor. So the Rambam Mipan was a very wealthy man, but he lived, he deprived himself of the Hanois of Olam Hazeh. We once discussed, there's a big controversy whether the Rambam Mipan had a beard or not. Chassam Sofer writes, not. We once saw a painting of the Rambam Mipan with a beard. But be it as may, Rambam Mipan is one of the great all-time Mekubalim, and he is not satisfied with Tosfos' answer. Now, we would never be able to say this. We would never be able to argue on Tosfos. The Rambam Mipan was an early Mekubal, and therefore he had the capacity to say such a thing. And the Rambam Mipan quotes Tosfos regarding Tosfos in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah and Baba Kama. Tosfos points out sometimes it says Hain, sometimes it doesn't say Hain. And Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah says that it always says Hain except for in Baba Kama, because in Baba Kama there's no real chiddush in listing those four Avos Nazikin. Says Rambam Mipan, in my humble opinion, Tosfos' answer is not sufficient. And the reason why it's not sufficient is because Tosfos would not have an answer for a krisos. If really always it says Hain, but in Baba Kama it doesn't say Hain because there's no chiddush in the Avos Nazikin that are listed, then why over here does it say Arba Mechusare Kapara? Then it should say Hain. If it always says Hain except for in Baba Kama, then how do we answer for Krisus why it doesn't say Hain in Krisus? And because of this question, the Rambam Mipan says, he says, Umasha Tertsu Barosh Hashanah, Enoi Tam Masmik. Because Valesa B'Mechusari Kapara, this does not apply to the Arba B'Mechusari Kapara. Omnom Yofe Hergishu D'Tana D'Masnis and Davkanahu. But one thing Tosfos got right is that there is a rhyme or reason when the Tana says Hain. It's very specifically. Namely, and now we're about to learn a great principle, that the same way we know istakel ba'iraisa ubara alma, the same way, the way something is written in the Torah creates the reality in the universe. So we've learned, well, if the Torah does not say that Yaakov is learning in the yeshiva Shem Be'ever, so nobody knows he's in the yeshiva Shem Be'ever, and Esav cannot find him in the yeshiva Shem Be'ever, because if it's not in the blueprint of creation, it won't be in reality. Do you remember we once learned about that? That the Torah, the words of Torah Shebichsav, are the blueprint of creation. The reason why we're not able to see Olam Haba is because Olam Haba is not written openly in the Chumash. And the reason why Rashi says in Vayishlach that by all the animals that Yaakov sent to Esav, it says he sent male and female, except by the camels, it just says he sent the mothers and their nursing young. And Rashi says it doesn't say male and female because camels are very discreet in their relations, in their tashmish. So the simple meaning of Rashi is that as a remez to the idea that camels are modest, it doesn't say male and female. But we learned just the opposite. What creates the nature that camels are discreet and modest? The fact that the Torah doesn't write male and female, that changes the biological makeup and essence of the camel. So the way something's written in the Torah Shebichsav creates a certain reality. Likewise, says Rambam Mipan, the way something is written in a Mishnah also creates the reality of existence. The word Hain means there are. And if the Tana is going to write there are, then it will exist, it will be. And therefore the Tana will only write Hain by matters of Kedusha, because the Tana would be very happy that those entities would be extant and exist. But when it comes to matters of damage or matters of sin, the Tana is very hesitant to write a word that will give credence and will give stability and existence to those concepts. Therefore, by Rosh Hashanah, where the Rosh Hashanahs are days of holiness and days we perform mitzvahs. It says, Arba Rosh Hashanah Hain. It says, there are four Rosh Hashanah to give stability, to give existence, to make extant the holy day of Rosh Hashanah. Furthermore, Arba Shoimrim Hain. There are four guards. Says the Ramah Mipano, even guards are a matter of holiness. Why? Because God is a guard. Al Chaimoisayich Yerushalayim Hifkadati Shoimrim. God guards Jerusalem. Im Hashem, Hashem lo yishmar ir. God guards the city. And therefore, the four Shoimrim actually correspond to the four letters of Hashem's name. The four letters, Yud Kei Vav Kei, correspond to the four Shoimrim. Shar Mechinam, Shar Mesachar, Shoyal, and Soicher. And the same way the Dalet Shoimrim have only three halachos, Shoyal, Shoimer Sachar, Shoimer Chinam, and a Soicher, it's a machloikis, is he like a Shoimer Chinam or a Shoimer Sachar? So it's four Shoimrim, but only three sets of halachos, like the letters of Hashem's name, Yud, Kei, Vav, and then the Kei, the Hey, appears again. So Shoimrim is a concept of Kedusha, so it says Dalet Shoimrim Hain. Rosh Hashanah is a concept of Kedusha, but damage is a source of tuma, a source of hezek, a source of deterioration, a source of impurity. And therefore the Tana does not want to say hain, because that would give havaya to damage. The Tana doesn't want there to be damage in the world. The Tana doesn't want there to be havaya l'nizakin. In fact, the mnemonic, the Rashi Tevois, of the four forms of damage, of shar, bar, mave, and hever, are sivma. Sivma, that's right. Sivma is poison. Where have I heard sivma before? In Parshas Matos, after talking about all the various cities that the Jewish people captured from Canaan, the pasuk says, "V'yas Nevoi, v'yas Baal Ma'oin, Musa b'Yishem, v'yas Sivma." Vayikru v'shemois eshemois. The last city of all the Arei Kanani is the city of Sivma. It's the final city, the city of most concentration of Tuma, the city that epitomizes and manifests Tuma more than any other city. So that corresponds to the four forces of damage, Shar, Bar, Mave, and Hever. Likewise, the Rama Mipano says, Mechusare Kapara. Also, we don't want to give credence and stability, and we don't want to be extant people who are lacking Tahara, and therefore we don't say Mechusare Kapara Hain. Now, later on, Reb Chia and Reb Oishia by Yud Gimel Avos and Chav Dalet Avos, some Svara Meduyakim, it doesn't say Hain, which would come out very good, because when it comes to damages, we don't want to say Hain. However, even if it does say Hain, it's only a Braisa, it's not a Mishnah, and it could be the author of the Braisa was not as Medakdik. And those who do say, who don't say Hain, they were very exacting. And, aye, but it says, Arba Misois Bezdin Hain. It says, there are four Misos Bezdin. Why there does it give credibility? Does it give Havaya to the Misos Bezdin? The answer is, because anyone who gets the Misos Bezdin says Vidoy, and they get a Chelekim Olam Haba, and it's considered a positive, remedial type of ending, and therefore it says Arba, Misois Bezdin Hain. By the way, a little review from this week's Parsha. Let's take a little, have some trivia questions, okay? So if you want to unmute yourself. Anybody know? Stam Misa Ha'amor Batar. The Torah says Chayiv Misa. What Misa do we give you? Rashi in the beginning of the Parsha.
Chenek.
Good. What is that? Rabbi Masko? It's very good. Rabbi Wexler. Okay, excellent. Chenek. Chenek is the Stam Misa Murba Torah. Now, what about if the Torah says demei hambam? Which Mishnah says that? Demei hambam. Demei hambam is skila. Shenemar rogoim yergamu oisam ba'oven demei hambam. From there we learn stam demei hambam is skila. What if the Torah says a lashon of nikama? Then Rashi says nikama is besayif. That's with the sword. But anyway, the Ramah Mipano says that the misos bezdin are remedial, and therefore it says hain. Bottom line is, right, that's the in Sanhedrin, arba misos bezdin. Even though, by the way, you see our gersa does not seem to have hain. Okay. The Chasam Sofer in his Hakdama, in his Psicha, to Masechet Baba Kama, he says, Shema Bani Musar Avicha. Listen, my son, to the Musar of your father. Now, that's not quite the Sivma, that's Sivma with an Aleph, not Sivma with a Hey. Now, you could say Shar Bar Mava Eish, and then it would be exactly parallel. Shema Bani Musar Avicha, that you don't go out and engage in damages of Shar Bar Mava and Hever. Now, the Chasam Sofer is also bothered by the question of why does it say, why it doesn't say Hain, and the Chasam Sofer is bothered by another question as well. If we look at the order of the Mishnah, Shar, Bar, Maven, Hever. Why did the Tana pick this order? So Rashi says, because in Mishpatim, first it talks about the ox, and then it talks about the pit. But here's the question. Mave is Adam, Hever is Eish. And the Torah speaks about Eish before it talks about Adam Amazek. So the order is out of order. Tosfos asks, but Adam is after Havara. In Parsha, we don't talk about Adam Amazek until Parsha's Emar, Makah Behema Yishalmena. So Tosfos says, well, it's so far later, so regarding Adam, it's not Makbid to write it Keseder. It's very difficult. So then say it first. Rabbeinu Tam says, well, Adam HaMazik, even though it doesn't say it per se, but it does talk about Adam as a Ganav, and therefore we could talk about Maveh before Eish. But the Chasam Sofer is still troubled by this question. If the order of the Mishnah Bava Kama is Keseder, that they're written in Mishpatim, then fire should go before Adam. Now, the Chasam Sofer quotes Ramah Mipano, that the four kinds of damages are four koichos of tuma, and they're rooted in the city of Sivma, one of the Arei Haktani. And the Ir Haktani, which is the smallest one, the last one, in tuma, connected in Kedusha, is Yerushalayim. And this is alluded to in the last pasuk in Sefer Yechezkel, Perek Mem Ches, pasuk Lamed Hey, the pasuk says, "Saviv Shmaina Asar Aleph V'Shem Ha'ir Miyayim Hashem Shama." So here, instead of Sivma, it's Hashem Shama. So the Ramah Mipano says that corresponding to Sivma is Yerushalayim. Now, says the Chasam Sofer, based on this Ramah Mipano, that the reason why in the beginning of Baba Kama it does not say Hain is because it does not want to give stability and existence and Havaya to the Dalid Mine Nezikin, this would answer the Kasha of Rashi and Tosfos regarding the order of Shar Bar Mava and Hever, which we asked, A Hever, Ish, should come before Mava. The answer is, says the Chasam Sofer, the reason for the order of Shar Bar Mava and Hever is to get the Rashi Tevois of Sivma. So to get Sivma, it has to be Shar Bar Mava and Hever. It's not written kaseder that they're in mishpatim. It's to get this rashi tevois of sivma. So it has to be shar bar mava and hever. Now the truth is hever is before mava. But if we write hever before mava, you don't have the rashi tevois. So you'll ask, then that's against rashi and toisus. Because rashi and toisus say it's in order. Says Chasam Sofer, avada rashi and toisus are correct. But if you just want to get a rashi tevois of sivma, says Chasam Sofer, there's a much better Rashi Tevos to pick. Instead of picking the last city of the Arei Knani, why don't we pick the progenitor, the matriarch of all Tumah in the world, and that's the wife of Esav, Basmas, which would be Bar, Shar, Mave, Tavera. Why make a Rashi Tevos out of Sivma, go to the source, go to Basmas? She's the mother of all the Klipa. And who came first, Basmas or Sivma? Avada Basmas, so go to Basmas. The answer is, that's what Rashi and Tosfos are saying. We're going in the order that the Nezikin are mentioned, Shar and Bar. Once we start with Shar and Bar, now we know we should do Sivma and not Basmas. Because at least in Sivma, Shar and Bar are in order. And once Shar and Bar are in order, that indicates pick the mnemonic Sivma instead of the mnemonic Basmas. That's how the Chasam Sofer learns. Chasam Sofer says that corresponding to these koichos of Tumah, Shar, Bar, Mava, and Hever, and corresponding to the impure city of Sivma, we have the holy city of Jerusalem, the city of Hashem Shama, and all of these four forces of Tumah have a corresponding force of Kedusha. So Shar in Tumah has Shar B'Kedusha. What is Shar B'Kedusha? Shar L'Oil. To be an ox for the yoke. To carry the yoke of Torah. Torah is a yoke. It's not easy. There's a big responsibility of what to learn. There's a lot to learn. I already learned today. What did you learn? I learned the Mishnah. Now I could read the newspaper for the rest of the day. I could read the Mishpacha, and the Ami, and the Jewish Press, and the Jewish Action, and the Five Towns Jewish Link, and the Jewish Home, and the Five Towns Jewish Times. Pal, if you spend your whole day reading the newspaper, you're a mazik gomor. You're a mazik. Well, what am I doing wrong? I'm not hurting anyone. I'm lying back on my couch, I'm sipping lemonade, and I'm looking at all kinds of ads for kosher food. Pal, the biggest mazik in the world is someone who wastes time. Don't think that I'm not hurting anybody. No, in Mishlei it says, somebody who is lazy is the brother of the mazik. And the force of Kedusha of Shar is enduring the yoke of the Torah. The Torah is a big yoke. There's a big responsibility to learn every day. A person has to have a very wide-ranging diet of Limud HaTorah to learn Chumash, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, Mishnah, Gemara, Bekiyos, Iyun, Halacha. Wow, that's very hard. That's a big responsibility. Sure, it's a big responsibility. But that's the Koyach HaKadusha of Ashar. A person has to accept upon themselves the yoke of the Torah. The Netziv would sign his name. And the Netziv in Velazhen, Velazhen's Darach HaLimud was different than other yeshivas. In some yeshivas, they learned sugyas of Shas. They would learn Eidecha Naman Bisurim, and then they would go to Ischazek Yisura and Svek Sveika. Other yeshivas, let's say in the Mir, they learned straight. They learned straight. But obviously they learned Gemara. And when they got to a bigger sugya, they stopped. They shtelled a little bit more. Velazhen was a different game. In Velazhen, they learned everything be'ion, Chumash, Mishnah, Gemara, Kol HaTorah Kula. There's no just, they were not focused specialists in certain areas. The Netziv gave shiurim and Chumash every day be'ion. The Netziv gave shiurim on Mechilta, on Shiltis. Netziv was a very busy man. He signed his name, Amos Ba'avoida. He's immersed in work. He had a lot of work on his shoulders. But that's the Koyach HaKadusha of Shar. That's the power of the Shar. By the way, Shar is Gematria 506. 506 is the, if you look in Ana B'Kayach, the first stanza, Aleph Beis Gimel followed by Yud Taf Tzadi is Gematria 506. Next, Kayach HaKadusha is Bar. One kind of Bar is an unlearned person. He's makbid to eat gefilte fish on Shabbos. He's makbid to have knedlach and challah and chicken and dessert. He's a very fine Jew. The only thing is he doesn't learn Torah, so he's a pit. He's a boer, beiz vav resh, as opposed to be'er mayim chayim, one who is innovative in Torah, one who is able to be a mayon hamizgaber. That's the kayach hakadusha, be'er. Then corresponding to Maveh, Adam, is one who learns secrets of Torah. The word Maveh comes from the root of Nivu Matzpunav, to reveal the hidden treasures. And then Hever. Hever Betuma is fire. And then Ha'ara B'Kedusha is illuminative in Kedusha. So these are, there are forces of Tuma in this world. Corresponding to that are forces of Tuma. And whenever somebody tries to create major damage, they are rooted in the forces of Tumah. For instance, if you look in Parshas Vayeshev, it says, Vayihi kahayoyim hazeh, vayovai habayis alasos malachdoi, v'ein ish me'anshe habayis sham babayis, says the Chassam Sofer, me'anshe habayis sham babayis, Rashi Tevois Sivma. When this Ashes Postifera was making an advance to Yosef to try to get him to stumble in inappropriate behavior, she was rooted in the Kayach of Sivma. Shar Bar Mave Hever. And by the way, the Shlach HaKadosh also in Parshas Mishpatim, he says that the four Avos Nezikim, Shar Bar Mave and Hever, which are rooted in the city of the Kanani Sivma, they are drawn after the four klipos mentioned in the pasuk. Yich avoin, mashchis, apoy, chamosoy, which avoin, mashchis, afen, chema, from which emanate bar. Bar is one kind of punishment. The four main oinshin of the afterlife. One is the kever, the bar, the grave, followed by mave, which is shein, where a person's eaten in the grave. And then followed by Shar, which are the horns of the Satan, the Yetzer Hara. And then finally, Eish. We know what the Eish is in the afterlife. And the forces of impurity and damage and Oinshim in this world are rooted in Sivma, Shar, Bar, Maveh, and Hever. The Baharam Shif, at the end of Masechta Baba Kama, he says that the four damagers, Shar, Bar, Mave, and Hever, are really the four sources of Tuma in this world, which are rooted in the four major Averos that were committed by Klal Yisrael, which are Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Damim, and Gezela. Actually, Gezela is the worst of all. When, what was Shar? Shar, the Egel! Was Vayamiras Kvaidam Etavnis Shar Oichal Esev? That's Avodah Zarah. The Egel was Shar. Bar Mechiras Yosef. They threw Yosef into the bar. Shvichas Damim. So Shar is Avodah Zarah. Bar is Shvichas Damim. And Mave is Adam. Adam is the Chayt of Adam Harishoin. The Chet of the Eitz Hadas. And Hever, fire, is Gilui Arayos, which refers to the sin of Baal Pa'ar, which Maram Shiv says is something that plagues the Jewish people until this day. And the various Sifrei Kodesh that we have explain that these four categories of damage don't only refer to torts, but also to the damage that a person can inflict upon themselves and upon others. So for example, the Magid of Mezrich, he learns in the Sefer Magid of the Yaakov that the Arba, Avos, Nezikin, Shar, Bar, Mave, and Hever. Shar is a Lashon of Habata, gazing, looking, staring, looking at the inappropriate. That is one form of way a person could damage their neshama. Hezek Haria, Ayin Hara. Bar is a stay bar. So bar refers to someone who doesn't learn Torah. He damages himself. He ruins his neshama. It's a big mistake for a person to think, look, I'm not hurting anyone. I'm not damaging anyone. I'm minding my own business, making sure to read every word of every Jewish periodical in existence. I guarantee nothing good ever came out of spending time reading that stuff. What it says in one is exactly what it says in the other. And if it says it differently in the other, it's because in both places, loy haya v'loy nivra, most of the stuff is not true. You couldn't even make up such sheker that appears in these things. Anyway, then you have shein. Shein is the hezek of achila gasa, being engrossed in eating, being engrossed in food, immersed in food. And hever is the damage of kas, the damage of anger, which we're going to just speak about briefly. The Shla HaKadosh, in describing the allegory of the damage of Esh, Ki Seitzei Esh U'matza Koitzim, The Shla HaKadosh says, V'yesh b'kan remez l'esh ha-machloikes l'esh ha-kas. The fire that is mentioned in this week's parasha is an allegory to the fire of strife, fighting, anger, that one has to be extra cautious that it doesn't go out and spread, even unintentionally, even against one's will. And then the Shla HaKadosh says something really incredible. He says, you know, we think, how does a person become holy? You can dunk in the mikvah 30 times, and I don't know, fast. Says the Shla HaKadosh, the best way to attain holiness, klal gadol huzeh, this is a great principle, lehavioi liyoisai kodesh, to bring a person to kedusha, b'chol kedushais, in all matters of holiness. Don't let the Yetzirah convince you that to become holy you have to do some kind of supernatural thing. No, to gain holiness, just control your temper. Control your anger. That is the greatest way for Kedusha. I guarantee you, someone who works on their kas is much more of a Kadosh than someone who goes to the mikvah every single day. The Yetzirah would love somebody to go to the mikvah every day, but forget about the midah of kas. More important than going to the mikvah, because if a person is a baal kas, you could dunk from today till tomorrow. Your dunking is like Dunkin' Donuts. That's how good your, that's how holy your dunking is. More important to work on the midah of kas. Now, the Mesilas Yesharim tells us about the danger of kas. He says there is a ragzan about who Chazal say that someone who gets angry, it's as if he worshipped idols. Most people come Yom Kippur, the one avera they don't think they need to do tshuva for is avodah zara. Most people when they clap al chet, they think, you know what, Baruch Hashem, this year I didn't bow down to statue of the Buddha with the eight arms. That's one thing I'm pretty confident I didn't violate. I did not prostrate to an image, an icon of the Yoizal. Says Masil Sisharim, think again. Someone who gets angry, it's like they worshipped idols. And this is talking about somebody who set off every time something happens that's not to their liking. To the point where they lose their mind, they lose their seichel, and their eitzah is completely eradicated. Says Masil Sisharim, someone like this, if he had the capacity to drop an atom bomb, would do so. Someone who's not in control of their anger would destroy the whole world if they had the capacity. And the reason is because their seichel does not govern their activities. And v'husar tam mamish. All reason has left them. You know what they're like? K'chol ha-chayos ha-torfos. They're like a rhinoceros. They're like a cobra. They're like a wild animal. So if you want to know, what do the mazikim have to do with me? The answer is a balkas is worse than a shar. A balkas is worse than an ari. The balkas is a chaya toirefes. And about such a person it says, toiref nafshoi ba'apoi. He tears his soul away from in his anger. And the Arizal explained this pasuk. The Arizal was more makbid about the Avera of Kas more than any other Avera in the Torah. Even if someone got angry for a mitzvah and he said, you know why? Because other Averos a person does, okay, they sullied their neshama. Or they sullied one Aver. But when a person gets angry, they ruin the whole neshama. And God has to take away the neshama and give a different neshama. And then all the mitzvahs that were done on neshama number one, they're gone. And you have to start all over. So somebody could be 80 years old and they get angry and they got to start all over. That's what it means. Toiref nafshoi ba'apoi. Even if you do tikkunim, everything is lost because you lost your neshama. Now, the good news is that the Marv Shemesh writes that even though Alidei HaKas Ne'ekar Nishmasa Mimenu, but if a person does Tshuva Me'ahava, they could get it all back. But this is not a process that a person wants to go through. This is not a repercussion a person wants to have endure. But when a person gets angry, the Mesil Sisharim says, they would destroy the world if they had the capacity to do so. They are the greatest mazaka of all. And not only, besides the fact that they would destroy the world, there is something that they do destroy, and that is they do destroy themselves. They cause their soul to be torn away. God has to give a new soul, and all the mitzvahs say, where do the mitzvahs go? I don't know, they're in a cloud. I always get nervous when I hear something's in a cloud. Because to me, it's in a cloud. You ain't seeing it again so fast. You know, there are ways to get it back. There are ways to access it. But kulei haiva ulai. And therefore, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh also says likewise, kol hakoyes neshmasa mistalakes mimenu. And a person would have to... Now look at this. The Sefer HaChinuch writes that we know if somebody murders, they're liable to the death penalty. And if one were to ask, okay, why do we have to kill somebody who's a murderer? So perhaps we would say very simply, the person's a menace to society. The person deserves it. He took away a life. So that's the justified recompense. Or we can't have this guy walking around. The Sefer HaChinuch says, even if someone killed an Eved, the reason why he's liable to the death penalty is because of the extreme of his Midas HaKas. Achar shehigbir kasay al nafshay kol kach v'din roi v'kasherhu. Someone who allows Kas to be so blatant and pronounced, that is the justified punishment. And therefore the Sefer Chassidim gives very good advice. You know, in the world today, they say, never go to sleep angry. Nah. So whatever they tell you in the world today, you know that the exact opposite is true. Always go to sleep angry. If you're angry, wait till the morning. Sleep on it. It might not take it away completely, but it will help a lot. The Sefer Chassidim writes, Al tevahel berucha chalichos. Don't be hasty to get angry. A righteous man once commanded his son before his demise that just as you honored me in my life, honor me after my death, and do me a favor. If you're angry, sullen ka'ascha laila achas. Go to sleep on it. And in the morning, you'll see that the acuteness of your feelings of anger will subside somewhat. And therefore, Marv Raboisai, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, in the Koivitz Mamorim, based on the above, elaborates the pasuk at the end of Koheles, Soif Davar Hakol Nishma. In the end of the matter, in summation, Es Elokim Yirah, fear God, Kizek Kol HaAdam. That is the entirety of man. Where Shlomo HaMelech is saying the entire definition of what makes somebody a man, a human, is fear of God. What does that mean? Why is fear of God the entirety of man? Why isn't it a feature of man, a facet of man, a detail of man? Why is it the entirety of man? And Rabbi Chanan explains as follows. We know when God created man, He said, Na'ase Adam, let us make man. Who's God talking to when He said, let us make man? There's only one God. What does it mean, let us make man? So the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that man is a composite of the whole universe, that man is a microcosm of the universe, that God turned to all of creation. He turned to the bear, and the lion, and the cobra, and the tiger, and the hyena, and the cheetah, and the boa constrictor. And He said, Rabboisai, I want all you guys contributing your makeup and your essence, and we're going to put it in the pot, and we're going to make man. That means man is a lion, and man is a snake, and man is a bear. You ever wonder, it says in Pirkei Avos, have a gibor ka'ari, be strong like a lion. What do you mean, be strong like a lion? That's like telling me, be fast like a Boeing 747. I mean, that's ridiculous. I'm a human being, I'm not a machine. So I'm not a lion. I'm not fast like an eagle. The answer is the inner strength of a lion has been endowed to man. The swiftness of an eagle has been endowed to man. Man is a composite of all of creation. And therefore, as great of a mazik that a shar is, and as great of a mazik as an ari is, man is a much greater mazik. Imagine if there was a lion on Main Street. All right, what could it do already? How many people could it eat in one day? 5 people. All right. Then the police will come, will shoot the lion, and it won't do it again. I mean, how many people could the lion eat already? And let's say there was a rhinoceros loose on the street. How many people is it going to get? But a man is much more dangerous than a lion and a rhinoceros. A man could kill 6 million! Because in a man, not only has destructive ability, but it has the seichel and the dibur to carry it out. An animal will only damage intuitively, instinctively. Man can be so evil that it could plan to damage, and it could harness the entire creation to damage. And therefore, the only way to stop a lion is you need bars. You need to put it in a cage. And the only way to stop a rhinoceros is to put in a cage. But what cage is strong enough to harness the destructive forces in man? There is no cage in the world that is secure enough to guard the world against man, to guard the world against the evil that's latent in man. The only thing is fear of God. And if someone doesn't have fear of God, you know what they are? They're a lion and a rhinoceros and a cobra. What is the whole definition of man? Soif davar hakol nishma esalekim yirah kizeh kol ha'adam. What gives a person the ability to overcome the koyach ha'hezek, which is dormant within a person, is yirah shamayim. You know, you hear stories in the news, unfortunately, lately, of people who were well known and they committed very widespread harm on community, on society, and people are surprised. Nobody should ever be surprised. The first pitfall, the first danger in society is when these things are surprising to people. Why are they surprising? We have to know what Adam is. Adam is a shar, a bar, mave, hever. Adam has that capacity, but Adam's also tzelem elokim. And Adam has the ability to harness all of these koichas, to be a shar, lamasa, the oil taira, and a bar to be a be'er, a mayan hamizgaber, and a ish of ha'aras ha'taira, and to be megale matzpune taira. But a person has to choose Yira Shamayim to harness these koichos, to put them in the right way. Otherwise, man very quickly can descend into the abyss. And that is the main avodah in life, is Es Elokim Yira Kizeh Kol HaAdam, to utilize the Sivma, Shar Bar Mava and Hever, Letoiv V'loy L'ra, L'bracha V'loy L'klala. Okay, thanks everybody for joining us today. Wishing everyone a great day. If anybody wants to join us, 5 p.m., Archas Chaim of the Rush. 5:30 p.m., Archas Chaim of the Rush. Have a great day, everyone. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.